You're listening to KDKR, Decatur, Dallas, Fort Worth, and KYJC Commerce.
Portions of KDKR's daily programming do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, the emotions are running high with the stock market. Some advice from a psychologist. Stay tuned to Prudent Money. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. I want to take a little bit of an interruption here and tell Chris, hey, Chris, call, open up the phone lines. We have Dr. Teitelbaum calling in today, and I forgot to tell you. So I would appreciate it if you could open up the phone lines and maybe call Lisa and see if she can get a hold of him if he can't get in. I would appreciate it. Okay, yeah, he got my message. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you. Chris always does a great job and takes good care of me when I forget to do things. So every once in a while, that happens. Well, while we were waiting for Dr. Teitelbaum to call in, 1-877-913-5357 is the number to call, and I do have a line open. One of the things that I've been working on for a very long time is how to go about describing the investment, the prudent money investing process. Okay, we'll hold that for another time. Dr. Teitelbaum, it's Bob Brooks. How are you today?
Good, Bob. Good to talk to you again. How you been?
I'm doing good. Sorry I forgot about you. We got to open up the phone lines there, and it's kind of hard for you to call in when is the case. Well, Dr. Teitelbaum wrote a great book called Smart Money, A Psychologist's Guide to Overcoming Self-Defeating Patterns in Stock Market Investing. Dr. Teitelbaum has been on the program before. I wanted him to come back and talk a little bit more specifically, get a little bit deeper into his book, because there's a lot of great information in this book, and it is, emotions play a big, big part. And, I think a lot of people are wondering today, where is the market headed for 2022 is the question on investors' mind. More importantly, though, I think it's this, Dr. Teitelbaum, how do you respond emotionally? And there's a lot of emotional roadblocks that get in the way of investors because of all these emotions that we go through with investing. As a result, studies show that investors greatly underperform compared to the market as a whole. Talk about some of this. What some of the studies suggest?
Well, among the most common emotional factors that often get in the way of making sound investment decisions, which I know your show is all about, are greed, fear, euphoria, despair, overconfidence, and regret. Those are among the greatest emotional obstacles. And when things are going well, we don't necessarily pay too much attention to all of that. But in the current market, stock market environment, it's been really, really very serious, very choppy. And so those kind of emotions are now increasingly in the forefront, and people are reacting or overreacting to the emotional pull.
You know, one of the things we talk about a lot on the program, one of the reasons I'm so good to have you on, because this is your background, is making decisions through the lens or filter of emotion. So what are some of the practical steps investors can take to keep emotion out of the decision-making process? I mean, I know that obviously emotion can have a positive effect on the process, but a lot of it works negatively against the decision-making process. What steps can investors take?
Well, it's hard. I think it's really important to be able to acknowledge that there are these emotional factors, and that your way of making decisions may be affected by that. the practical way of, I think, approaching your stock market investments is to be able, you know, the things that I always come back to whenever you and I talk are things like discipline and cutting your losses. Those are two very significant factors. It's very important to have some kind of plan. You don't just automatically or necessarily buy into the latest Fed or to the latest suggestion that someone is sharing with you, but to be able to have some kind of concept of what you're looking for, what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And one of the most important things is to be able to, as you're approaching an investment, to be able to say to yourself, I hope this is going to be a winner. I hope this works out, because I want to be able to feel good about my track record and to have winners rather than losers. But you also need to be able to ask yourself, what can I afford to lose? How much can I afford to lose if my investment goes south rather than north? And oftentimes it's more important to be thinking about cutting your losses at a reasonable level than celebrating your wins.
You know, I think that it is, I appreciate the fact that you wrote about this in the book, because I think it's an important concept that the financial media seems to be so out of touch with this concept of cycles. And financial media will refer to, like, what's going on right now. We're obviously not in a declared bear market at this point. But even if we get into one, it's all going to be called volatility. That's the new way to describe things. They don't dare say bear market. But talk a little bit about these cycles, because the cycles of bull to bear have been going on for decades. I mean, ever since the beginning of the markets. And it's not as if these are going to change.
Yes, it's important to recognize that nothing goes up or down necessarily in a straight line, and that there is such a thing as a cycle. The cycle means that it's like a pendulum, in a sense. Think of it as a pendulum which swings from one side to the other. And like a pendulum, the stock market often overreacts, swings excessively in one direction or the other. So during the cycle, for example, we could say, and you mentioned, you know, the question of bear markets. We're perilously close
Yes.
to a bear market. We can't be sure whether that's happening or not happening. But we're certainly on the edge of that, and the technology sectors already, have been in been in more than a correction and somewhat of a bear market. So that may be looming on the horizon. But in the meantime, we have to be able to recognize the thing that we're talking about, which is that there are cycles, and cycles mean it goes from one side to the other side, and sometimes it overextends or overreacts on one side than the other. What I can point out to your listeners is when we're in negative territory, when we're in a correction or a bear market, there's a process to recognize that during the cycle, let's say, of when this market is going, let's say, from bear toward bull, the emotional cycle looks something like this. The emotional experience that many investors feel and experience during the midst of a bear market is despair. And when things get a little bit better, the next stage, these are sort of the stages in moving from bear to bull. Despair then sort of is followed by a feeling of relief. Oh my God, everything I thought was going to, the sky was going to cave in, the roof was going to fall in, and now we're out of that level of terrible despair, and so there's some feeling of relief. And then the next phase in the cycle is there's hope as things start to get better again. and edging more toward positive territory is hope. And then as things continue in that direction on the way toward more of a bull period, hope gets supplanted by optimism, and then optimism leads to exhilaration. And then in the other extreme, when you're in a bull market and a prolonged bull market like we had been for 10 or 11 years until quite recently, the emotional feeling is euphoria. So that's the emotional cycle that we can trace and that people can identify and recognize that those are the natural, normal feelings during the phases of the cycle.
This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. You know I do appreciate it. Dr. Teitelbaum is on the program today to talk a little bit about emotional roadblocks and things that get in our way that interfere with the investment decisions that we make. He wrote a great book called Smart Money, A Psychologist's Guide to Overcoming Self-Defeating Patterns in Stock Market Investing, and he really does cover them in the book. You know, one of the things that I can't remember who said it in the book now that I'm thinking about it, but it's, this time it is different. The five-word phrase that is the kiss of death every time you think it's different, because it's never different. A lot of people were saying that in December 2021. In fact, if you look at the, you know, having the benefit of hindsight, you look back in December and you see all the indicators, you see all the signals, all the red flags and the red lights flashing. But there was yet this crowd of this percentage of investors in Wall Street that would say, this time it is different. It's not going to work out like that. But I think that the one thing that you and I would agree on, Dr. Teitelbaum, is that emotion is changeless. And that's why it's never different.
Well, you know what? That expression, this time it's different, which was coined by famous investor John Templeton. And it's a very poignant theme. And, you know, you're referencing December 2021, and I think the Dow closed somewhere around 36,000 or so. It was kind of in record territory. And you're mentioning the red flags and the warning signals. But you know what? There were red flags and warning signals for quite a while before that. And it wasn't just in December. It was, and you know, people were saying for months and months and months, the so-called experts were pointing out for months and months, maybe even for a couple of years, because that bull market was raging for 10 or 11 years. And it was pointed out for quite some time, the market is overbought. The market is due for some significant pullback, at least a major correction. And you know what? It wasn't happening. And it didn't happen, and it continued. This is part of the overextending theme that I like to talk about. And so it wasn't happening, and it didn't happen. And so until we started the new year, so it kind of lulled people into that feeling of, oh, well, maybe this time is different. Maybe this time is different. There won't be a cycle. There won't be a bear market following a bull market. And it's very easy to fall into that trap, and that's what I think was happening. And it's really valuable to be able to access that expression, this time it's different. John Templeton said those can be the four most expensive words in the English language. Because if you're piling more of your money into investments at that point of time, let's say at the beginning of January 2022, based on your feeling that this time is different, well, then you were in for a rude awakening. That could have turned out to be very serious for many investors.
You know, Dr. Teitelbaum, your story about first-hand technology value fund illustrates the easy money environment back in the late 90s, how you can just really be lulled to sleep. And talk about that personal experience of what you learned. It's funny, I remember that fund, and I remember in reading your book, I remember exactly what happened.
Yes, that was a very painful personal experience for me. But I, you know what? A lot of what motivated me to write this book was to be able to access and appreciate all of my own mistakes as an investor and how I was able to look at that and address that and to go forward in a way that corrected that. So the first-hand technology value fund was, this is back, I think, in the late 1990s or so. And it was a technology fund, but also had some, it was called Technology Value. And it was on a roller coaster ride. It was, you know, if you looked at the annual increase in the value of that fund from year to year, it was fantastic. It was incredible. 25% or 1 year it was 45% or more. I don't remember the exact number, but it was stupendous. And so the human nature side of me began to creep in and take over, and it led me to abandon my more usual disciplined approach and say to myself, well, this is a sure winner. This is not going on for 2, 3, 4 years. There are these stupendous gains. I might as well get in on this. So I you know, made a significant investment, and sure enough, shortly after I made my investment, things turned. Nothing gold can say is a famous saying by the poet Robert Frost. Nothing gold can stay. And first-hand technology fund seemed to be gold, but I discovered in my own personal portfolio that it didn't last forever, and that at some point it plummeted. And so I got egg on my face and suffered a loss because I came in at a time when it had already appreciated so much, and it looked like this time would be different, and it wasn't. So that has to be a learning experience, and it's really important for people to learn from their mistakes. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect in the stock market. You know, if you went to a doctor and he said, you know, I'm right 60% of the time in my diagnoses, you wouldn't feel very comfortable in staying with that doctor. But in the stock market, even the best of the money managers are saying, you know, if I'm right 55 to 60% of the time, that's a very good track record. I'm very happy with that track record. So that's the difference, and that needs to be factored in to how you're investing, to be able to accept that you are going to make mistakes. But the second part of that statement is to be able to learn from it and to be able to maintain your more disciplined approach, which also involves being able to cut your losses at a reasonable level before small losses can morph into large losses. And once that happens, once the losses become greater rather than small, then the investor is at risk for something that I like to call get-evenitis. It's a way of relating to your loss in your investment, whatever it's a stock or a fund or whatever it is. And you say to yourself, you make a deal, a mental deal with yourself to say, well, you know, if I can get back to even, then maybe I'll get out of the stock. Well, it's already morphed into a large loss. So getting back to even may not happen too suddenly, and you may be stuck with your loss for quite some period of time. But people like to get into that mentality, that kind of investor mindset of what I call get-evenitis, which is a way of wishing and hoping that my investment will bring me back at least to even, so I won't have to suffer the pain, the emotional pain of taking a loss.
You know, I remember back in the, and I have more of appreciation for it today, but back in the late 90s, in fact, you're talking about the summer correction in the technology stocks. I think it was the summer of 1999, right before everything came apart in 2000. And, you know, if you think about how interesting that time of the cycle was, because, you know, the modern day investor had never really seen a bear market. And was especially probably wasn't even investing during the last one, which was one in the 70s. So the craziness, I mean, you could take a Wall Street Journal, take a dart and throw it at a Wall Street Journal hanging up on a wall and make money off of whatever that dart hit. it was the just craziest time in the market. You know, in your book, you talk about, and I thought this was interesting because it's been a while, and every once in a while I'll refer to Mr. Market, and people look at me like I'm halfway crazy because they don't know what I'm talking about. But you talk about Mr. Market in the book and how it might be helpful to look at the stock market through that lens. Talk about how Mr. Market works.
Yeah, that's a term I like to use, Mr. Market, which means, you know, we have to respect the market. We have to give respect to the market. And Mr. Market kind of has a mind of its own. It, you know, investing, buying and selling, it's largely about probabilities. That right now we're in a really rough patch, and it looks like, you know, the market is up significantly today, and maybe it's bouncing back, but it doesn't go back. Usually the probability is that it doesn't come back. It doesn't regain its losses in a V shape. It usually goes sideways, or it has to test what we call testing the lows before you get a more solid, substantial regrouping and regaining. So it's about being able to think about the probabilities, which are often, if you follow the probabilities, most often you're going to be a winner over time, not a loser over time. But Mr. Market has a way of throwing us curveballs every now and then. And although the probability might be, you know, let's say we're in a seasonal position now. Some people say sell in May, go away. That sell in May and go away, which means we're going to be in a bad trend for the next several months. And over many, many years, that has been the trend. But it doesn't always happen that way. And so we might expect something is going to happen because it's happened this way before. And it's valuable to be aware of the history of the stock market. But at the same time, we have to also make allowance for the fact that Mr. Market may sometimes throw us a curveball. And
he's alive and well.
With an unexpected gain or loss. Like today, it's up 400 points or so on the Dow.
Dr. Teitelbaum wrote a great book called Smart Money, A Psychologist's Guide to Overcome Self-Defeating Patterns in Stock Market Investing. Dr. Teitelbaum, great to have you on the program today. I appreciate you coming on.
Terrific. Good talking to you, Bob. Thanks.
Take care. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the Prudent Money Radio Show. This book is all about emotion, and I just know from the standpoint of personally and, you know, managing money for clients, that it really comes down to managing the human nature, the emotions that we experience when it comes to something as emotional as investing in stocks, and as emotional as seeing the market act like a roller coaster, which it's been doing since the beginning of the year. So once again, the name of that book is Smart Money, A Psychologist's Guide to Overcoming Self-Defeating Patterns in Stock Market Investing by Dr. Stanley Teitelbaum. Hey, this is Bob Brooks. If you got a question for me, please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.